Honour of the Third by Gav Thorpe, read by John Banks. 17 worlds have drowned in blood. 17 worlds and countless millions hewn down by the battle lust of a single man. Now that rage incarnate has beset Durga Principe. Here we will halt the tide. So had been the last command of Master Nardale of the Dark Angel's Third Company, before he too had fallen to the horde of the arch-traitor Furion. In the darkness they had come, cleaving through the outer perimeter like a blade. Now the warriors from the Tower of Angels looked to Sergeant Belial for leadership, even as the night was torn apart by distant battle cries and the baying of Furion's manic skull-scythes. In the ruins of the Temple Saturnus, a complex of sandstone and marble that covered several square kilometres, looked down upon by cracked statues of the Emperor and his saints, Belial held swift counsel with the veterans of the company.
"We cannot hold the temple. Master Nardiel had hoped to fortify before Furion's arrival, but it is too late. The naves and galleries provide too much cover for the foe, and our superior firepower is for naught." Belial gestured westwards to the palace-topped hill that overlooked the Temple Saturnus.
"We must withdraw to the flanks of Mount Darwon and await the dawn."
"Fine strategy, but flawed," countered Sergeant Menaeus,
chosen representative of the company's devastator squads.
"The enemy will fall upon our turned backs before we can quit this place. It will become our mausoleum."
"True, brother, but only if we turn tail and flee like rats. This will be a withdrawal, not a rout. A rearguard will entertain the skull scythes while the remainder of the company relocates. I shall lead the defence."
There was no further argument from the others. They well understood the need for rapid action and the sacrifice Belial was willing to make. Returning to his squad, Belial ordered his warriors to break out from the Dark Angel's line, heading towards the foe. Augur readings showed the traitors were less than a kilometre away and closing swiftly.
"I am resolved to my death tonight," remarked Lederon, second only to Belial in seniority amongst the squad. "But is it wise to hasten that moment with our own advance?"
"If we cannot hold, we must attack. It is that simple," explained Belial, as the 10 space marines marched through the tumble of toppled pillars, collapsed shrines, and broken chapels. The skies were clear, allowing the 3 moons to bathe the ruins in pale blue light. Every second and every metre are vital. They met the first traitors in a crumbling, plant-choked cloister. Clad in white armour, marked with handprints and smears of dried blood, the skull scythes spilled through an archway. They were met by the fire of the squad's bolters, missile launcher and melter gun.
"No forgiveness! No retreat!"
Belial roared, as the enemy tumbled to the ground amidst the torrent of bolts and blasts. The firefight was brutally short, but the peace that followed was only momentary as more of the slaughter-hungry foe converged on the Dark Angels. To tarry was to invite encirclement. Belial led the squad through the archway into the courtyard beyond, laying down fire with his bolt pistol. Like moths to a flame, the skull scythes were drawn to the fighting, howling for blood and death. The Dark Angels took a heavy toll, manoeuvring through the ruins for ambuscades and crossfires that cut down the traitors as they plunged headlong into the attack. Through streaks of pale light and shadows in roofless cathedrals and across devastated quadrangles, Belial steered the squad, always seeking open ground, knowing that at close quarters his warriors would be overwhelmed. Building by building, street by street, they gave ground to the enemy advance, stopping to give fire when possible, moving back towards their battle brethren when they could not.
"We have drawn their sting, Brother Sergeant. It would be unwise to remain any longer," said Lederon.
The veteran's observation was correct. The rest of the third were clear of the ancient ecclesiarchy buildings, and the squad was almost at the edge of the ruins.
"Agreed, brother," replied Belial. "We fall back to the company."
As soon as he uttered these words, another force of skull scythes appeared in the darkness. At their fore strode a beast of a warrior. His plate was adorned with spiked chains, and from the chains hung trophy skulls that clattered as they swung. In both hands he bore a massive chain axe, its teeth glinting in the wan light. Furion, arch-traitor, thrice-cursed slaughterer.
"Your little game of hide-and-seek is over, son of the lion!"
Furion bellowed as he broke into a run. Behind him, the skull scythe screamed dedications to their dark god and followed their champion's charge. The dark angels opened fire, standing their ground to blaze away at the approaching enemy. Furion ignored the detonations of bolt rounds on his armor, sprinting through the storm without pause. His axe took Brother Mendeleth's head clean off in one sweep. The traitor's return swing eviscerated Lederon in a welter of blood and shattered armor.
"Keep firing!"
Belial snarled as he bounded forwards to meet the attack. He was too late to save Brother Sabellion, whose torso was cleaved from waist to shoulder. Belial would atone for his slowness if he survived. A shot from Belial's pistol exploded across his armor. Furion turned to meet the sergeant's counterattack. Raising his chainsword for the strike, Belial ducked beneath Furion's blade as the traitor swept it towards the Dark Angel's throat. The teeth of the chainsword bit into armor, screeching as they chewed into Furion's left arm. Furion lashed out as blood spurted from his wounded limb, smashing the haft of his weapon into the side of Belial's head. Out of instinct, the sergeant raised his blade to ward away the next blow. Razor-sharp shards of metal showered around him as chain blade met chain blade. Furion's next strike shattered Belial's weapon and sent him stumbling to his right. Lifting his axe in victory, the Skull Scythe's lord loomed over the sprawling sergeant.
"Blood for the blood!"
Furion's triumphant roar was cut short by the bark of Belial's bolt pistol. The explosive round pierced the collar of the traitor's armor and detonated inside his throat to send his head arcing away into the darkness. For a moment, Belial was taken aback by his deadly reflex shot. The headless corpse crashed to the ground, and Belial recovered, realizing that only he and Brother Ramiel remained standing amongst friend and foe. Thermal registers betrayed the presence of other enemies close at hand.
"The death of the Skull Scythe's leader will cause our foe some strife, and let us hope the search for his successor delays them further," said Belial. "Our duty here is done to my satisfaction, brother. To Mount Dawon, where the guns of the Third wait to greet these traitors."
That was Honor of the Third by Gav Thorpe, read by John Banks.